Considerations for other processes. Determining the thoroughness of cleaning is generally the highest priority. IPs should be involved in evaluating staff knowledge of cleaning policies and procedures, as well as compliance with hand hygiene and appropriate use of PPE. While direct observation is the gold standard in many cases, it does pose some challenges. Other methods can be used to monitor practices and protocols. These other processes are discussed as appropriate in the sections below. Environmental cleaning evaluation. The EVS department is responsible for ensuring that staff are provided quality cleaning and disinfecting products in the healthcare facility. The IP, however, is responsible for evaluating the cleaning and disinfection policies, procedures, and practices. As with other kinds of process surveillance, the evaluation of staff performance and compliance with cleaning and disinfection policies and procedures is best conducted through direct and indirect observation. Environmental rounds and regular visual inspections can detect obvious problems but are insufficient to ensure the removal of potential pathogens. Therefore, the use of environmental monitoring systems should be incorporated into quality improvement programs. Key components of the evaluation and quality improvement processes include checklists and other audit tools. Checklists can be incorporated into any round the IP and their team perform to observe cleaning and disinfection processes. Collaboration. To encourage a sense of shared responsibility, EVS should be included in the evaluation process, including in the evaluation of the use of tools. Feedback. Providing timely feedback to EVS staff increases motivation and engagement, which in turn results in performance improvements. Another method that can be used to determine whether cleaning and disinfection have been completed effectively is environmental monitoring using fluorescent gel or adenosine triphosphate, a TP, bioluminescence. Fluorescent gels are applied to high-touch objects prior to room cleaning. These gel markers dry transparent, resist abrasion, and indicate the physical removal of a substance. ATP is used to test surfaces after cleaning. The total amount of ATP, both microbial and non-microbial, is shown as relative light units. Low ATP readings are associated with low aerobic colony counts, ACCs. Very high ATP readings can indicate the presence of viable bioburden, organic debris including dead bacteria, or a combination of both. Because bleach-based disinfectants may affect ATP readings, it is important that a surface be dry before using the ATP tool. A daily cleaning checklist like the one shown in Exhibit 3-5 can be used by Environmental Services staff to record the cleaning process and method for each room. Exhibit 3-5. Environmental Services Checklist for Daily Cleaning. The following elements should be directly observed and noted by a third party during an evaluation audit. Supplies necessary for appropriate cleaning and disinfection procedures, example, EPA-registered disinfectants, are available. High-touch surfaces in rooms in which surgical or other invasive procedures, example, endoscopy, spinal injections, are performed or cleaned and then disinfected with an EPA-registered disinfectant after each procedure. Cleaners and disinfectants are used in accordance with manufacturer's instructions, example, dilution, storage, shelf life, contact time. HCP engaged in environmental cleaning wear appropriate PPE to prevent exposure to infectious agents or chemicals. PPE can include gloves, gowns, masks, and eye protection. The IP might also use patient satisfaction surveys, which can encourage patient participation and are cost-effective. They can also incorporate feedback from visitors or other staff members. However, this method will not necessarily collect information about disinfection, as these processes may not be obvious to those surveyed. Equipment and devices cleaning evaluation. Although high-level disinfection and sterilization mandate effective cleaning, no real-time tests exist that can verify the cleaning of equipment and devices. The only way to ensure adequate cleaning is to conduct a reprocessing verification test. At a minimum, all instruments should be individually inspected and be visibly clean. As with environmental cleaning, regular visual inspections can detect obvious problems but are insufficient to ensure the removal of potential pathogens. Observation of the work area and HCP actions would indicate healthcare personnel adherence to job-specific IP measures. A direct observation checklist for device reprocessing would include the following: policies, procedures, and manufacturer reprocessing instructions/manufacturer's instructions for use. IFUs, for reusable medical devices used in the facility are available in the reprocessing areas. Reusable medical devices are cleaned, reprocessed, disinfection or sterilization, and maintained according to the manufacturer's instructions. Single-use devices are discarded after use and not used for more than one patient unless they have been appropriately reprocessed in accordance with regulations. Describe. Adequate space is allotted for reprocessing activities. A workflow pattern is followed such that devices clearly flow from high contamination areas to clean/sterile areas. That is, there is clear separation between soiled and clean workspaces. Adequate time for reprocessing is allowed to ensure adherence to all steps recommended by the device manufacturer, including drying and proper storage. HCP engaged in device reprocessing where appropriate PPE to prevent exposure to infectious agents or chemicals. Medical devices are stored in a manner to protect them from damage and contamination,